Triple M Breakfast with Woody and Tubes. Your Finance Matters with Matt Hawkins from Elevate Wealth for financial insights, tips and advice.
Matt Hawkins from Elevate Wealth joins us. Hawkey, good morning.
G'day, Tubes. How are you going?
Great. Lately I've been hearing people talking about sequencing risk and how it impacts people and retirees. What is it, Hawkey?
Yeah, mate, you know, like all things in finance, we like to make up special names to explain special things, and sequencing risk is just another thing. But I think it really is important to understand what sequencing risk is for retirees. And it is the risk that an investor will experience negative returns early in their retirement, which can significantly impact their retirement income. And it occurs because the order or sequence of investment returns can have a significant impact on the total return over the longevity of their portfolio.
Wow, mate. So what can people do to try and mitigate that risk?
Yeah, you've got to think about it, Tubes. If you're thinking about getting closer to retirement, you need to recession-proof your portfolio coming into retirement and in those first couple of years. Because, as I said, if you get a negative return in that last year of work or that first or second year of retirement, it means you're starting to draw down on a lower balance. So what can you do right now to mitigate some of these sequencing risks? Diversify your investments. I mean, diversification is one of the most effective ways to mitigate a sequencing risk. Also have a cash buffer. Now, that can be a cash buffer inside your superannuation fund or external. That means that maybe you don't have to draw down as much income out of your super, out of volatile investments if they're at a lower value, to fund that regular income stream. And consider a variable withdrawal strategy. So making sure that maybe your withdrawal strategies match what the market does in that year. So if we have a really bad year, maybe look to draw less. If we have a really good year, take some of the profits and take the cream off the top.
Now, Hawkey, that all sounds pretty technical, but you've got trained professionals at Elevate Wealth that can help
out. Thank God.
Yeah, look, it does sound technical, Tubes, and it's really important to understand. So for those people who are thinking about retirement, maybe just entered retirement, and we're going to talk about this recession roulette that we're going through at the moment with interest rates and cost of living pressures, now is the time to act to make sure you can mitigate sequencing risk. It is one of the only risks you can mitigate 100% by seeking a professional like Elevate Wealth on 6231348.
Can I just jump on what your thoughts are with the Reserve Bank lifting rates by a quarter of a percent again over the last 24 hours.
What
can people do? Because we're getting so many calls, and honestly, it frustrates me so much to see so many people struggling to pay a mortgage.
Well, it was a surprise yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it wasn't a welcome surprise, like presents under the Christmas tree at Christmas time. But the Reserve Bank raised interest rates up 0.25 or a quarter percent to take the official cash rate to 3.85%. And it means further mortgage pain and mortgage stress for our people out there. So not only for the people who are on a variable rate right now, but those people who are coming off a fixed rate over the next couple of months that are going to feel that additional pain right now. What I would do, so people always act and react very quickly. You're going to ring your bank up today and say, help me, I can't afford it. Give it a couple of days to see whether your bank passes on the interest rate. Don't ring them beforehand, because then ring them after it's been passed on and ask them to discount it back down. I know that a lot of local banks and the big four, they generally have a dedicated phone call, a phone number. Ring them up, ask for a discount. Do it once the rate has passed on.
And what we're hoping as well, sorry, I know I've got to let you go, Hawkey, but what we're hoping too is that this is only temporary, that over the next 12 to 18 months, hopefully we'll start to get news that the interest rates are going back down.
Yeah, look, you're spot on. You're starting to see that in term deposit rates as well, from the 3, 6, and 12-month term deposit rate, which seems to suggest that the recession roulette that the RBA is playing right now is going to see rates coming down at the end of the year. But really important, Woody, whenever we talk about RBA raising rates, we always forget about the other side of the coin, which is those people who have money for depositors. So a lot of cash accounts out there are still only paying 1.4, 1.5% interest on deposits. So if you have money in the bank, talk to your bank about making sure at a minimum you're getting the cash rate at 3.85%, because otherwise you're missing out on money with your deposits as well.
Great advice from Matt Hawkins from Elevate Wealth. We'll catch you next week, Hawkey.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Your Finance Matters with Matt Hawkins from Elevate Wealth. Don't just raise your financial expectations, elevate them at elevatewealth.com.au.
Any advice or information provided in our Your Finance Matters segment is of a general nature only and is not taking into account personal objectives, financial situation and needs. Before acting on the advice, you should consider its appropriateness to you, having regard to your personal objectives, financial situation and needs. Matthew Hawkins is an authorised representative consultant and Australian Financial Services licensee.